Always online.
About one of the last places I'd ever want to be in the middle of the night is a funeral home. Especially if there's body in one of the viewing areas just sitting there all alone. On this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we'll hear the story of what happens when emergency workers are called because of an alarm going off at a funeral home and what they find once they open the already cracked open door. You want to hear the full story? Sign up to be an EPP on our website, ghostpodcast.com. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. About a week later, there was a silent alarm call in the middle of the night at a funeral home. Cops were dispatched to the scene, and the funeral home director was contacted to meet them there. One of Jack's co-workers, Gary, arrived. He noticed a door was slightly ajar. He walked over, pushed the door open. He entered very cautiously, not knowing if someone had entered the building and may still be in there. Gary wandered through the halls, opening each door and checking the rooms for burglars. He found no one and no reason to believe anyone had broken into the building. Finally, Gary saw a light on in a room and slowly crept up to the door and looked in. The room he entered is one that is set up to display a casket for visitation. There was a stand for the casket and several armchairs and a couch as you would have for a private viewing. Lying on the couch, beautifully dressed and wrapped in a blanket, was the baby that had drowned a week before. Now, obviously, some very sad, some very scary imagery going on there. And what an experience to have. What do you do in that situation? Find out what happened, what may have caused this to occur on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Like I said, to hear this story and all of our other stories in this week's episode, you sign up to be an EPP on the website ghostpodcast.com. It's only $5 a month. Get all 91 bonus episodes. Also on this week's EPP bonus episode, a listener shares a story that was told to him by a very peculiar neighbor. Also, could a teen's curiosity and black magic have cursed a family home? And a woman has a vivid dream of a different life, only to wake up and find the spirits in the dream are with her. Hear it all. ghostpodcast.com. Sign up to become an EPP and enjoy getting freaked out this weekend and help keep our show on the air. Thanks for the support.